Alright, today is the 8th day of ER. Uh-oh. Who do we lose? Marilyn, are you still there?
No, I'm still here.
Okay, sorry about that. Today is the 8th. It was very challenging getting this show launched. First of all, I had to get here, I rerouted. I made a complete C-move.
They closed it again? Cause
no,
when
there's one lane and you can't make the turn.
I made the turn, but it was very awkward.
You made that turn?
Yeah,
unbelievable.
I'm a bad person.
So sniffish.
I helped people up behind me and I pushed people ahead of me. It was a mess.
So, not that I'm giving Musser, but I opted to go around and not risk anyone's life.
I have more good news. They sent us a letter that April 30th, some other utility company.
Yes, the water company is coming.
Right, and they're
coming back and digging everything up again.
For those of you who are listening to this sheer audio, I apologize for the 60 seconds of nonsense. Anyway, we're on page Samach Hei in the Sefer Olam Hamidos. Today is the 8th of Iyar, the 23rd of the Omer, and the 23rd of April. Kodesh Baruch Hu sent us a good way to remember, at least for the next week, what day of the Omer it is. Who told me this? Is somebody here who told me that? Anyway, so we're on page Samach Hei in the Sefer Olam Hamidos, and we continue with the concept of Kvod Acherim, giving other people honor. We spoke a lot about the need for one's own self to have dignity, but not to run after honor. And now Kvod Acherim, and this is very apropos to the season of the year that we are in right now. V'ato nava levar ha'inyin shel Kvod Acherim. Now we'll come to explain the concept of kavod for others. Shanina b'gemara. We learn in the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tov Hamalbin Shinaim Lachavero, Yoser Mimashkehu Cholov. Rabbi Yochanan makes a statement based on a slightly homiletical reading of a pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, in the blessings to Judah, and the brachos to Yehuda of the 12 tribes. You have the phrase, Uleven Shinaim Echolov. It's a metaphor obviously, but it's talking about eyes that are ruddy from wine and teeth that are white from milk. Leven shinayim mechal means and teeth whitened from milk. In the simple translation of the pasuk, uleven shinayim mechalav would therefore, let's see if I can get my grammatical rules here for a second, but it means teeth whitened from milk. The may means that one thing affected the other. The milk has affected the teeth that are whitened from milk. That would be the meaning of from in that statement. However, Chazal make a drasha. Rabbi Yochanan says the following thing. Tov hamalbin shinayim lachaver yoser mimashkei ocholov. Better is one who whitens his teeth. Not literally. This is not an ad for one of these Crest products, but one who it means to show a smile. One who whites his teeth, let's say, for his friend, rather than giving him to drink milk. Shenemru leven shinayim echolav, al tikri leven shinayim el libun shinayim. Don't read it as whiteness of teeth, but whiting teeth as an act. And may means is the way the drasha reads it is. Better whiting teeth than cholov, may cholov. Right? In Hebrew, may can mean from or than, so it means more than. Libun shinayim is better than cholov. What it means is, and he's going to elaborate on this, you give somebody milk, it's very sustaining, it's a fundamental form of nutrition or taking care of the person. But giving somebody respect and dignity, showing somebody a smile, this is what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say. The depth of what he's saying is giving somebody kavod is a more sustaining act. It's more important. Because of a Maharal, and the Maharal writes, and you can see this is the Maharal apparently in his commentary in Agoda on Yevamo Samach Bezim and Bez, which is the Gemara about the passing of the students of Rabbi Akiva. There's a concept there in the Gemara about continuing to have children, continuing to raise Talmidim. Gemara Darshan's the Pasuk Laboker, Zra es Zarechu la'arav al tanach edecha. Plant your seeds in the morning, but even in the evening, don't stop. If you taught Talmidim when you were young, continue to do so when you're old. Don't say, look, I put in my time, it's enough. Because you never know which student. It could be the one you teach when you're 95 years old. It could be the one who makes it. And of course, in that context, the Gemara talks about Rabbi Akiva, who trained 24,000 Talmidim. Look what he put into the world, and then it all went up in smoke. It all disappeared in 5 weeks, maybe 7 weeks. But one could say, look, I did my time, I put in my service, and that's the end. But he didn't. He trained five more, and that was the continuance of Torah Shebaal Peh. So it's in that context that that's the Gemara is talking about. But the Gemara says why this happened to them, and the Gemara says that Ashelo Noagu Kavodzev, that they didn't have respect for one another. So the Maharal, apparently commenting on that Gemara, says Kasha Noe Kavod Bachavero Zehu Etzem Hachayim. When he conducts himself with respect toward his friend, this is the essence of life. I think it means for the other person. It's the essence of life to have dignity, to have respect. Akan Lashonim. Ubazema Farish Lama Mesa Talmud Rabbi Akiva. And he explains with this why the Talmudim of Rabbi Akiva died, Al Shalom Nogu Kovod Zelazah, over the fact they didn't have respect for one another. Shekevin Shenatlu Chayim Shel Chavirayim. Since they took the life, if giving somebody respect is life, so they didn't offer life, they took away the life from one another. Mida Kenegan Mida Nitlu Chayim Mehem. So Mida Kenegan Mida, quid pro quo, their lives were taken. A very deep idea. Move on, Divrei Hagra, and with this we can understand the words of the Vilna Gaon. So this is the Vilna Gaon on Brachos Chochesim Veiz. I'm not sure, I didn't look it up, I don't know what comment of the Vilna Gaon he's talking about or what in the Gemara there he's commenting on, but it could be, that's the Mishnah that talks about the tefillah that a person is supposed to say when he starts learning. Some Gemaras have printed in the beginning the tefillah. It appears in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, and it's from the Gemara. It's a tefillah to say when one starts learning, and starts off, I shouldn't make a mistake, I shouldn't stumble into our halacha, and the phrase there is, v'yismachu bi chaveirai. My friends should rejoice in me. It's actually a pshat, that it's a negative thing. It's, I shouldn't make a mistake, and my friends rejoice in me. It means I shouldn't make a mistake, and they'll laugh at me. There's another pshat with the comma. Either way, I'm not sure which one, if at all, he's commenting on, but certainly it would be an apropos place to comment on having respect for another person, not laughing at another person, making sure other people are happy. So he says, Shekvod chaveirim hu ikar gemilas chasadim. The respect for friends, for colleagues, is the main act of gemilas chesed.
Robert Steinberg, it always confused me. At such a gone, at such a ilui, like Rabbi Akiva, should have Talmidim that acted in this manner, in this base manner. I can't believe it.
I'm fairly certain that actually their sin was subtle. And that it was only because, and exactly because, they were at such a high level that they were held to such a standard. I don't think if we met these Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, we would say these are disrespectful, callous people. I think it was probably much more subtle, but at some level there was a lack of respect. I think I may have mentioned the lesson. Rav Dessler writes about incongruity as being a big problem in Ruchnius. If a person is extremely great in one area and doesn't is not up to par in others, then the incongruity of it can be a big kitra, it can be a big problem for him. I don't think, you know, if we'll paint a picture of the Talmid Rabbi Akiva as being people who study Torah but were nasty, horrible people, I'm very certain that that's inaccurate. You know, Tanakh speaks of people's sins in very harsh terms, even when we know from Torah Shebaal Peh that it was more nuanced. And Chazal will also speak in harsh terms because HaKadosh Baruch Hu penetrates to the truth of the matter. But I think we would view it as a very nuanced lack of kavod. And it's just because of the high madrega they were at that they were held accountable at that standard. But for us, we can learn for ourselves. We can learn certainly not to be guilty of this at a more basic level. So he says, "Vadaber nifla sharei ani yechol l'gmol chesed b'chol makom b'chol zman." If the most fundamental act of chesed is giving somebody respect, again, this gemara about you can smile at somebody—it's better than feeding him, better than giving him to drink. So it's incredible that we can actually engage in chesed in all places, in all times, b'lishom yigiyas ha'gufa tzahas mamon, without much physical exertion and without much expense. You know, treating somebody with dignity is free. And it's not, it doesn't require that much physical energy. It requires a lot of emotional energy for some people, which I think is exactly why it's such a chesed, a sincere showing of respect means you really appreciate. It's significant to me, because the truth is some people would have a hard time doing it. So it is a great act of chesed, but it's incredible because it doesn't cost anything. So it's incumbent upon us to understand the significance of giving kavod to others. Let's imagine for ourselves, there's a certain person, and nobody gives him any respect. He walks into a room full of people, nobody looks at him. He's anonymous. He's invisible. When he speaks in public, guy walks by. Nobody listens. When we educate kids and we talk about, you know, bullying, and sometimes you can do something. What did I do? I didn't do anything, and you're murdering somebody. You know, you're just treating somebody like he's a nobody, he's a nothing. And unfortunately, we see with young people who aren't always so developed in their midas, or aren't sensitive, or aren't empathetic, you see a lot of this. Just totally ignore somebody. It doesn't exist. Even if that person previously was significant in the eyes of people and in his own self-esteem, if nobody gives him the basic respect of a human being, the basic interest, he's not worth anything, he's a piece of dust, terrible. He said, I heard the name of the altar of Slobodka, who is the ultimate gaon in understanding people. If you take from somebody all of his dignity, all of his respect, and nobody would give him respect at all, miyad yomos, he would die right away. The ein chayim below kavod, because there's no life without dignity. We all rely on certain emotional baseline needs, and we may be oblivious to it, but just, we don't need a standing ovation, I don't need the Medal of Honor, but we all need basic respect from some people. It doesn't have to be everybody, there could be people opposed to us also, but we need basic appreciation from somebody. If you have somebody that nobody cares, nobody's interested, nobody thinks it's worth anything, the altar said he would die. There's no doubt that we all need kavod. This is the nature of man. Shemargish, that he feels, shemhu lo choshev b'ene b'nei adam, eino choshev klal. That if he's not important in the eyes of man, he's not important at all. We live among people.
So how does that go along with self-esteem?
Yeah, well, he's going to get there. The truth is, it sounds like it runs a little bit counter to what we were saying last time, which is you should develop your own sense of self. He's going to get to that. Right? This is like the other side of the coin. And then we need HaKosev, HaShlishi, HaMachriya, Beineya. Not that we're getting into Hegelian philosophy, but, synthesis. No, I'm sorry, thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. Run away from kavod. Everybody needs kavod. So how does it work? We'll get to that shortly. But certainly we can understand this point for what it is, that everybody does need kavod.
Can I ask, so I see that on the claw level, wondering about on the individual level. So, two people don't necessarily, one person is oblivious that they're an annoying individual, and the other person wants absolutely nothing to do with them because the first person completely goes beyond the boundaries. So, what is the annoyed person do that? Like, you should walk into the room, you want to say hello. It's not nice not to, but at the same time, that hello turns into, you know, grabbing, clinging, everything that goes with it. So the one person needs to put up boundaries and just say, you know what, I need my force field around myself to deal with this person. And that includes not even saying hello, because give an inch, take a mile.
That's a or scenario, and it becomes a catch-22, because if a person does have some disorder or some issue, why people don't want to interact with him or her, that can feed, well, nobody likes me. Nobody cares about me. In fact, some people have a improperly placed, they talk about it in psychology, but a need for attention. They get, the only thing they can get is negative attention. The only friendship they can get is by saying, you hate me, you don't like me, you know, like they want you to. So it sometimes becomes, it feeds itself, which can become very negative, because a person who isn't appreciated by anybody develops a very low self-esteem. Probably what we should strive to do is somehow communicate verbally, written, nonverbal cues or whatnot, that I really appreciate the traits that you have. I just find that our interactions end up being negative. You have greatness within you, but at a practical level, when we bump shoulders, you know, we don't do well. So that you're not taking away the person's esteem entirely. Yes, sometimes there are people who were better off not having that much to do with, but we should try not to pull the carpet out from under them in terms of their dignity. Of course, only in a case where it's worthy at all not to interact with somebody. But if that is in fact the case, we should try to communicate in a way that doesn't make the person feel worthless. That's, I think, the important thing to do. So v'nira shezem arumas b'divrei Rabbi Yochanan. And that's what's hinted to in the words of Rabbi Yochanan. Tov ha'malbin shenayim yosem mimashkehu cholov. What an interesting phrase. Better one who shows white teeth to somebody than giving him milk. Again, a drush on those words in Vayechi. Shemashu, but why phrase it like that? Shemashu mashkehu cholov urak makayim brius gufo. Because milk might be like the metaphor for the most basic way of maintaining the body. It's the first thing a baby, you know, is sustained by. So I think what he's saying is this is a more fundamental need, that you're appreciated. It's even more basic to your well-being than basic sustenance, because the basic sustenance only sustains the health of your body. Abba b'mesha machabdo, but from the fact that he gives him respect, areyu makayim brius nafsho, there he sustains the well-being of his spirit. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Remembering the second half, not the first. Ruach ish yichalkel machaleo, ava ruach nacheya mi yisa'ena. The spirit of man can sustain his illness. Meaning, if the physical body is ill, a strong spirit can sustain it. Ava ruach nacheya mi yisa'ena. But if the spirit is crippled, who's going to sustain it? So, a person can survive malnourished if he has a strong will, and he feels good about himself, he has self-esteem. But if you cripple his esteem, nothing's going to sustain that. That's what he's saying here. That's the meaning of Rabbi Yochanan's statement. V'aleinu l'sbonet, so then it's upon us to contemplate. Heich nuchel l'chavir l'chazak chavireinu. So, wow, look at that. If that's the most basic milas chesed, if that's the most basic need, so we have to ask ourselves, so how do we, out there on the playing field, how can I give respect and thereby give chizuk to my friends? V'chol echad l'fi ha'mahalach shalei, each person per his mahalach. Each person is strengthened through a different thing. I think I've probably mentioned it before. My father-in-law always tells over, though, and his mother, she got married. She's a newlywed. She left her family, who was in the Mir. She actually never saw them again. And went to Kamenetz, where her husband, Shach Nazan, Zechon Levracha, was studying under the great Rebaruch Ber Leibowitz. So she was a young married person away from her family. She didn't really know the other people there. And Rebaruch Ber Leibowitz, the great Gaon, the Sar HaTorah, used to talk to her at length to give her a chizuk. And on Shabbos, like, I guess the younger light used to eat with Rebaruch Ber. So he would look around the room, and then when she walked in, he said, oh, the younger Rebbetzin is done, can we make Kiddush? The young Rebbetzin is here, now we can make Kiddush.
Wow.
And later in life, when people said, come, Bobby, we want to, you know, we're going to make a dinner in your honor, she'd say, who's going to give me kavod? Baruch Be'avatnafmeav Kiddush. Baruch Be'used to wait for me for Kiddush. You think you're going to give me kavod? But it was extremely meaningful for her. And he had the, he's also known to understand people very well. He sensed that she needed that chizuk and that kind of respect, that you're someone important. you can imagine it'd be easy to be anonymous in that kind of thing. The men were the ones who were, you know, the base matters and the Rosh Hashivas, and but he knew that she needed that the chizuk, and it was apparently meaningful for her whole life. V'yesh makom lishol. So now we have to ask, and Hanya, this is really your question. Im zokok ha'adam she'acherim yechabduhu. If a person needs that others should honor him, lama nischayav nelevroach min hakavod. So why are we obligated to run away from kavod? Or to rephrase the question, I thought you told me last week it's a bad thing. Here, this week we're coming here, and we're all pro kavod. And I know I have an astute crowd here that takes notes. And I said, wait a minute. I thought last week you were telling me, build yourself from within. You shouldn't need the esteem of others. Don't be like, you know, a herd mentality kind of person needs everybody else to be giving you or the way he puts it, it's really, you see it in the words of Chazal. You know, if you run after kavod, runs away from you. You're supposed to run away from kavod. So what is it? Is it a basic need or is it something to run away from? I never heard somebody say you should run away from, you know, nutrition. You should, so do you need it or not? If it's more basic than milk, so what are we running away from it for? But his answer is beautiful. This is such a powerful point. So clear, and so muchrach, and compelling, but also maybe something we've never thought of. This is beautiful, what Rav Kestenbaum says here. I'm going to say it in my own words, but how did Chazal phrase our attitude toward kavod? Anybody who runs after kavod, it runs away from you. But anybody who runs from it, so it pursues you. Now, think about all the other negative midos out there. Hakinav, hataivav, hakavod, metzinas, adam, and olam. It says in Pirkei Avos, desire, jealousy, that drive a person from the world, as does kavod. But did you ever find a Maimar Chazal that says, anybody who runs after taiva, it runs away from him, but if you run away from taiva, if you run away from hedonism, it runs after you. There's no such chazal, and it would be very bizarre if there was. Pursuing jealousy. If you pursue your jealous thoughts, they run away from you. But if you run away from jealousy, then don't worry, your jealousy will run away. We don't say that. From the very formulation of the way Chazal describe our relationship with kavod, we see that it actually is something we need. They say if you run away from it, don't worry, you'll get it. What does that mean? Apparently, it is not such a bad thing. It just, it's the it you get when you run away from it that's good. The it you get when you run after it is bad. But in contrast to other midas, nowhere do we say, you know, try to run away from desires and you'll get there. That's not, well, at a certain level, maybe you could argue. If you don't overindulge. But covet, it's a stronger statement. It will run after you is said as a good thing. So that's what he says here. V'nir shadavka mishum kav muftach lanu shakav yirdav acharenu. That's exactly why we are promised, we are guaranteed, that it will run after us. Shakavod zeh shirodav achara adam, because this kavod that runs after man, yichazeko selagadol, will strengthen him to become great. V'yeh l'toelis v'lo l'hezek, that will be for benefit and not for harm. The people who are truly humble, who do great things and are humble about it, and do get the homage of people, and they are appreciated, but they're not looking for that, that's actually good for them. It's the kavod you run after that's no good. But the kavod that comes to you after you ran away from it, that's good. That's the real answer to the joke, right? I told you every joke has some truth. There's a joke they say, well, if you run after kavod, it runs away from you. If you run from kavod, it runs after you. Either way, you don't get it, right? So the joke is when you get old and you slow down a little bit. Because now it's, you're getting further away if you're running after it, and you're getting closer, if you, right? But that's only the like 20% joke. It's 80%. It really is true. But the real answer is because the kavod you want when you're running after kavod is bad for you. The kavod that you're getting when you run away from kavod is actually good for you. That's the difference.
But it's a little bit embarrassing, though.
Well, that's the other answer. I went to Adam Gadol, asked this question. He said, you know, the real answer is yinus, bizayin, running after kavod. What? He gave me a revi'i. Do you think you can make that shlishi? Okay. What an impressive person, you know.
I don't mean that way. I mean the other way.
What do you mean?
In receiving kavod, whether it's warranted or not, or when like, if we run away from kavod and then kavod is given us, that's embarrassing.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah. Right, uncomfortable.
Yeah. I think, which I think is really a different thing. I think many of us just don't like being That's more Eimsa de Tzibur. That's if you'll take kavod as something that's written about you, but not where you're standing on the stage, I think, you know, then it's easier to think about it. I think some of what we don't like is just being, it's awkward. Please say a few words. No, not me. But it's not the being in front of people, it's the very notion of being honored by people. So if you can kind of divorce that from the being put on the spot, I think most people do appreciate it to some degree.
Seems like being in the middle of the road is better, like neither wanting it or running away from it, somewhere in the middle.
Chazal do say to run away. They say to run away. But Yachav is asking a good question, because in all of the Midas, we're supposed to take the middle of the road except for arrogance. So really, in terms of dignity, we are supposed to be in the middle of the road. I'm not supposed to debase myself and act without dignity at all. You're right. I think this is not... Chaim, you're asking a very good question. I think maybe the way to say it is like this. In terms of, you know, acting like I'm the king versus acting like a lowly person, who wants to be in the middle of the road, just act with dignity, but not to either extreme. But when there are instances of kavod being given to you, not how you conduct it, but kavod being given to you, there one should be more like running away. So I think it's in a particular circumstance rather than a midah.
So then it's good to be embarrassed, sort of
Yeah. Wouldn't disagree. Bottom line here. Teda again means you should know, but it's a Gemara word for a proof. When you see a Gemara, teda means proof. So what he means is, Veteda shekeinu means I'll prove to you that it's so, or you should know it's so. How do I know? Sharei hu barach min hakavod beglal shemakir shakavod rala. Let's look at the statement of Chazal. Just can I use the word mineu bay? I'm lapsing into my yeshivis. Mineu bay means without looking at any outside source, just inherently from within. Mineu bay means from within it. There's a problem with that statement. If I'm running away from something, it's because it's bad for me. So why would you punish me that you send it after me? Right? It sounds like a punishment. Anybody runs away from the wild wolf, it'll run after him. That doesn't sound very good. So if kavod is a terrible thing, why would Chazal say anybody runs away from it, it'll run after him? So obviously it's not that way. V'lama yanash, kavod yirdevaka, why would we punish him? He's trying to be a good guy, and it's running after him. Ela rak hakavod sha'adam hachapes, zeo hakavod shemotziyam analam. Kavod that a person seeks can drive him from the world. But kavod that comes willy-nilly, kavod that comes when you don't want it, that's actually healthy kavod. Which kavod should you want? The kavod that you don't want. It's the ultimate irony. It's profound as well as poshut at the same time. Vim tishal, if you'll ask, alon isbar le'el sha'adam tzarech livdos kavod atzma v'bifnim v'lo b'yuchat. Wait a second. We spent the whole last time talking about that people who seek kavod are barking up the wrong tree. Their sense of self-worth comes from the fact that he and she and they think I'm great, instead of building it from within. We said you should build yourself from within, not based on the approval of people. So why now we're talking about actual kavod that comes from the outside. So tovin yisod zeh. You should understand this. You said shavadei bechadei livnos as atzmon bifnim tzarach mitchila hasiyua shalacherem ibachutz. In order to build oneself from the inside, you first do need the help from others on the outside. I would qualify. I would say a person doesn't need standing ovations, but he needs a basic sense that people appreciate him or her. That's why it's folly to really tell a child, you should listen to what anybody says. You should just feel good about yourself, and even if the whole world is against you, just be strong. It's very, very hard to say that. People do need others who hold them in esteem. Again, it doesn't have to be extreme COVID. I don't need to be given a medal every day, but we do need basic appreciation of people. From that, we can build ourselves. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta didn't need appreciation from people. But that takes a long time to get to. But when a person is developing himself, he needs basic appreciation. Others should help him to see his importance. Hamayla shelo is his strengths, his advantages. Kedei shelo b'sof yuchel l'hakir chashivus ha'me'atzos. So at the end, he'll be able to see his own significance.
I have two questions. Yeah. Shall we?
Or? No, absolutely.
Okay, so the first one is with the kavod, and like, you know, you're talking about the outside kavod. So when, let's just say, somebody's being honored by a dinner or something like that. Now, you're supposed to run away from kavod, but then they, you know, they all will come up to you, like they'll get the Rosh Yeshivas to say, okay, it's not for you, just do it for the yeshiva. You understand? But it's a whole kavod thing. Like, don't you know what I mean? But then they're telling you, like, you know, you got to do that.
So what's
what
the
do
question?
You think about that? My question is, like, you understand, like, nobody, I don't know, do people really want to be honored by a dinner?
No.
Nobody wants to be honored, right? But they tell you that you have to do it. But it is a kavod thing. Like, it's definitely, you know, that.
Do you think it really is, though? Because everybody knows that nobody wants to be the honoree, and they'd rather crawl under a table.
Well, I would say as follows. Nobody wants to be the honoree, but if you're being honored, it's for something. I think some of it is we don't like to be the center of attention. We don't like to look like we're, you know, we want to be honored. I, nobody ever does really want to be honored. But at the end of the day, if you're honored, it's because you were deserving, and there is covet in that. I remember I was once at a dinner when we still lived in Manhattan. They were actually honoring Effie Buchwald from NJOP. And the guy introduced me, I forget who it was, but he was a scream. He got up and he said, in the last 5 years, Rabbi Ephraim and so-and-so Buchwald have been honored by this, and he's talking about all the accolades. He said, and my point is this man's thirst for kavod so unquenchable?
And he's probably the most humble man on earth.
Yeah, he's a very humble person. But it was very funny. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think the real way to think about these things is we have a task in life, and we're all falling short of what we should be doing. As we learned last time, according to Revolba, woe to a person who doesn't recognize his chasronos, but woe, oiva voi to a person who doesn't recognize his milas. You have to have a good sense of self-esteem, also even a very strong sense of the things I need to be doing. I don't really become greater because people recognize the things that I did. I still have all those things I didn't do. And what we get from the outside... I'm thinking now, this might really be what illustrates. Am I borech min ha-kavod or borech acher ha-kavod? Do I pursue honor or am I running away from honor? If somehow the honor you're going to give me for the things that I may have done is something that I need, so then maybe I'm still running after kavod. If, okay, you're being machia, yeah, I did that, I was involved in that, you may have exaggerated a little bit, but it doesn't make me feel any different, because look, the things I got to do are the things I got to do. We should be so caught up in our avodas Hashem and the commitment we have to others and to ruchnias and so on. And okay, so they wanted me to do this, it's good for the cause, but it doesn't change me. I don't become a bigger Talmud Chacham if they say this, I don't become a bigger Baal Chassid if they say that. So I think there might even be a litmus paper test. If you like the honor too much, then it's not a good sign. But I think, like you said, most people do it because it's take one for the team. It is deserved. Most people are just thinking, yeah, but I still got a lot to do. It doesn't make me greater. I keep coming back to Rabbeinu Yonah's comment on that Mishnah, Ezu Mechubar Chavis Abriyas. Rabbeinu Yonah says, cover that others give you is a false thing, because if you're great, you don't become greater because they honor you. And if you're not great, you know, you don't become great because they honor you.
It's not that you become great, but you feel good.
Right, but I think we should have an honest sense of self. Mm-hmm. I already had self. You know, if I'm low in self-esteem and I need them to tell me I'm great to feel good, that's dangerous because then I'm building it based on it. But I have self-esteem. Even great people, great on Navi. Moshe Rabbeinu knew he was the greatest Navi who ever lived. He said, that doesn't matter. What I'm mechuyev to do based on that is what matters. So we should have a sense of who we are and the great milos that we have, but a sense of mission. So he's going to talk about this soon, I think, but Rabbi Yisrael Salanti used to say, I know I have a head like 1,000 people, but I'm mechuyev to serve Klal Yisrael like 1,000 people. So he's also the one who said, when they give me kavod, it's like they're sticking me with needles. I didn't like it. So I think what we're talking about in this page, though, is just a basic sense of kavod. Every person needs basic dignity that people feel he's worthy. And I think that's what youth, young people need. And later he can move away from that and not eat it at all because he's so developed. But in the early years, a person needs a lot of help from the other people, need a lot of chizuk. Part of chizuk is respect. You're worthy. Most people that don't succeed is because they think they're not worth anything. So people need a lot of help to feel like they're worthy. You can say it many times to a child, doesn't mean it registers. It could take years to register. Per the degree that a person comes to recognize his chashivas for himself, then he won't be dependent on the covet of others. But Rabbi Kissinger works with people, so he knows what he's talking about. He's basically saying it takes a long time to get there. You shouldn't teach people to run after it and define themselves by covet, but every person has a basic need for respect, at least at the outset. And then they can strengthen themselves. You take that and build yourself. Next, lisnag im kol adam b'chavod, to conduct himself toward all people with kavod. Aleinu lisnag im kol adam b'chavod. We should conduct ourselves toward all people with kavod. K'mo shamru Chazal, as Chazal said, v'havim kabel es kol adam b'sever panim yafos. You should receive all people with a very nice countenance. Upirish harambam v'zel shona. There's Zohar to have the Rambam's commentary on the Mishnah, and the Rambam's commentary on Pirkei Avos is a cherished sefer. So the Rambam said as follows: "Behusha Yisav Yitain Amabrius Benachas Vidvar Marev Maratzuyim." He should interact. Yisav Yitain means give and take. It means when you converse, when you interact with people, it should be Benachas, with pleasantness and with words that are sweet and Ratzuyim and desirous. Adkan. Ukemosha Tevel. That's the end quote of the Rambam. Ukemosha Tevel is nagim adam choshev b'chavod gadol. Just as it's people by nature interact with an important person with great respect. V'nizharim anu l'hakshiv l'dvara b'kavana. And we're very careful to listen to his words with focus. V'shalo l'hafsik dvarav. And not to interrupt his words. I remember after we would hear a shir sometime from Zalig Epstein. Shir was ending and it was quiet and people closing this room. If he made a gesture as if he was going to add another word, like guys are jumping over the tables. You know, what did Rashi say? When the Ger Rebbe was in Yerushalayim for Shabbos, the davening was the largest Kabbalah Shabbos davening I was ever, probably the largest davening I was ever had in my life. No, because I've been to the CMA Shabbos. But for a regular Friday night, it was a pretty big, a few thousand people. And when he turned around, when they got up to Boi V'Shalom, I didn't know what happened. All of a sudden, people were sliding like they were stealing third base. You know, it's like, what was it? Because the Rebbe was going to turn around. They wanted to catch a glimpse. So everybody was jumping for a position. Then I understand a little bit when you talk about the covet of Malchus and so on, what it must have looked like. So we're all very careful when it comes to a great person to listen very carefully, not to interrupt, to pay attention. That's how we have to train ourselves to act with this conduct to all people, bein gadol bein katan, whether big or small. And also, it's a good habit to call all people, at least occasionally, with an honor, with an honorific. You know, with a Reb is like Mister. The more formal title. So-and-so. It's also a sign of respect to stand up when he comes to speak to you. It's in the yeshivas, they try to train the kids that even any adult you're speaking to, you should stand up, which is a practice that is buried somewhere. Nobody, the new generation is missing a lot. The same lachachem b'yach kamo. That's a pasuk. It means give to a chacham and he'll get wiser. Meaning, I'm giving you some examples. You should think of others. Veloshi yirak davar chitzoni. It's not an act. You know, sometimes people do things better than lachavero, like it's a technicality. Oh, my rabbi said I should do X. I do it, but it does. It's missing the feeling. A mashgiach in our yeshiva used to say some people give tzedakah the way a shake a lulav. You know, it's like it's an act. You know. giving money to somebody, it should be with a sense of rachmanis. When you're giving kavod to somebody, it's not, well, you know, it's said in the book, I should do this, I'm doing this. Elagam yesh lahashvish b'libeinu hachashivas shel kol adam. What we're supposed to be doing is implanting within our hearts the significance of every person. V'yomdim l'faneinu d'rei Chazal, it should be standing before us the words of Chazal, Chavir Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem. Dear is man that he was created in the image, meaning the image of Hashem, Shenemar ki B'Tzelem Elokim Asas Adam, for in the image of God man was made, Chavivin Yisrael Shenikrim Bonim L'Mokum. The Jewish people have an added advantage, even at one level up from that they are called the children of Hashem. You're talking to a human being created in the image of God. You're talking to a member of Klal Yisrael who's a son of God. We should always be thinking that way. Another teaching of Chazal to keep in mind all the time is to judge people for the benefit. Give them the benefit of the doubt, judge them favorably. I always mention that Rav Dessler in the fifth volume says that teaching, Avidonis Kol Makav Schus, is a tangent, it's an outgrowth of Yahavtal Re'acha Kamocha. Love your fellow as yourself. Why? Because when I do something wrong, I immediately can think of 15 justifications why I did that. You don't understand how tired I am and how hard I work. Right? As soon as it happens, I have all kinds of explanations. So if you love the other person like yourself, your mind should be racing for the justifications for the other person too. We tend not to be there. Why do you do that? Why'd she say? For ourselves, we're quick to justify. For others, we can be critical. If it's v'haftal re'acha kamocha, then it should naturally lead to v'danas kol l'makav schus. And also v'al tadinas chavircha shetagi l'mkamo. Don't judge your friend until you reach his place. I'm not in that person's position. I can't. Which, by the way, really means you can't judge the other person. Because I'm not in his place. Somebody once said, don't judge a person until you've walked a mile in his shoes, because then he's a mile away and you can't slap him or something like that. but that's not what it means. But you're not in the other person's position. Very hard. Very difficult to really put yourself in someone else's shoes. Even when we say we're doing that, I do understand. No, you don't understand. No, I do understand. You don't understand. I always tell her also, Rabbi Rucham Levowitz, in one of the Shmuzin, describes how somebody stopped him in the street and asked him how many times he rolled over back and forth before he fell asleep at night. So that was a very strange question. So the man explained, because I just went to Vimavaka Chola, and the Chola really can't move around, and I was thinking, it must be hard to fall asleep if you can't adjust your position. Ruchim said it over in a shmooze. He said this is a big limud in what it really means to have empathy. We have empathy for 10 seconds. Gee, I wonder what it's like. And, okay, and then if we can even hold that train of thought for 5 seconds, we think we're, big rachamanim. He said, but to really understand somebody's circumstance, you have to think about it straight for a long time. Situation after situation with that, be it handicap, with that challenge, with that whatever. I said, no, we don't really do that. So to be in somebody's place, to say you can only judge somebody until you're in his place, it means to exist in a prolonged situation in that circumstance, and we don't do that, so we shouldn't be judging. We have to recognize the importance of all people. Liros is some b'ayin tov, to see them with a favorable eye. V'lochas v'sham lifsolo sam, and not, God forbid, to declare everybody puzzle. Uman achonim divrei haramban bi'igeres shelo. And how proper, not that the Ramban needs our approbation, but how richtig. See, some things you can't say in English. But so the Ramban is so right, it sounds haughty. I mean, well, thank you. Thank you, Rabbi Steinberg. Glad you agree. But in Yiddish, sometimes you say richtig. Somebody said a richtig of art. It means it's compelling. It means you relate to it. So how richtig are the words of the Ramban in his letter, Vizelashono? Every person should be greater than you in your eyes. If he's wise or he's very successful, so I should give him kavod. What about if it's the other way? He's poorer than I. I'm wealthier or wise than he. If I encounter somebody that I'm smarter than, or that I'm more successful than, I have more wealth than he, then what I should think about is, I have so much that I'm supposed to be doing that he's not bound by. I've fallen much shorter of my obligations than he has. If I'm a big chacham, So I'm supposed to be teaching, I'm supposed to be learning Torah, if I have resources, I'm supposed to be doing chesed, if I'm talented, I'm supposed to be using that for good. So I encounter somebody who's more of a simpleton, well, then that person's living up to what Hashem wants of him, but I'm maybe falling very short. I remember Zalig Epstein once gave us a shmooze before Rosh Hashanah. He said, you know, yeshiva bachrim, you think, look at us, we study Torah all day, and you compare yourselves to people who don't, and you think, well, we must be much better off. He said, you have the opportunity. Ganesh Baruch Hu has a much higher expectation. So we shouldn't think that way. So that's what the Ramban is saying. If I have greater talents or some greater blessing in life, then I should be humble because I should think about how I'm not living up to it. And Shem Hu Chote, if he's a sinner, you should think, Hu Shogeg Vata Mezit. Very hard to know someone else's challenges. So if I encounter somebody who is a sinner, and maybe has a much bigger Nisayan, and maybe I have a little Nisayan in an area, and I don't even live up to the challenge. So very hard to know. Akan Dvarav, those are the words of the Ramban. Vizel Mimidas Ha'anava, and this is from the trait of humility, Ukemosha Kosov Shem, as it says there. That's what the Ramban is talking about. Included in kavod for others to show love, friendship. The truth is, we relate to this. How do you give respect to somebody who shows up? How does one head of state greet the other? It's not just respect. He's not looking for, you know, to line up with the military. Give him a smile. Friendship is respect. So he's saying, showing friendship to somebody, you are worthy of, you make me smile, right? You're worthy of friendship. Bishamati Ma'ar of Daniel Kalishlita. That's Rabbi Kalish, who heads the Waterbury Yeshiva, who understands people very well, and he shares, Rav Kestenberg shares a number of his insights in this Sefer. Shizel Yisoda Mishnah Hill, Omahavi Mitalmid of Shalaran, Oev Shalom, Verode of Shalom, Oev Esabrias, and Makar in the Torah. Famous Mishnah Pirkei Avos, let's think about it for a second. Hillel says, be from the students of Aaron, love peace, pursue peace, love people and bring them near to Torah. So it's a number of different things. So how does it work? Shayidei avas abrios hayemakarvan la Torah. By love of people, by showing love of people, who draw them near to Torah, shekol echad choshev, because each person would think, if Aaron HaKohen oevosi, vaday shinini adam choshev. If Aaron HaKohen, yes. It was amazing. I was walking, and he really enjoys talking to me. He saw me on the street. He ran over, and you know, somebody of prominence showed it. He was showing such an interest in me. I must be of much greater esteem than I realized. And it's not false. It's real. We just live without it most of the time. But if somebody significant would show us great respect, we'd realize, wow, I must be important. So how could I engage in such kleinigkeit, in such low things, when someone of that importance sees me as important? We should take to heart the lives of our friends. And he's using the word life because the Maharal said before that a person's dignity is his life. The hainu lit, but he also means practically, just think about their lives, their circumstances. The hainu lishol osam al dvarim pratiyim. Ask him about specific things. The lizkar hamikrim sha'avru aleim. Remember the incidents that have passed over them. I mean, if you really appreciate someone else's life, you'll remember he had this, he has that going on, he has this going on. Ulaharos lahem shanu dogim lahem, and to show them that we worry about them. I'm for some reason waxing reflective about Zalig Epstein today, but when he was gone for a while from yeshiva, I think it was when his father was nifter, when he came back, Rabbi Yerucham Lefavitz, the mashgiach, said, from the moment you left, I haven't stopped worrying about you.
Wow.
It's like, so not a moment went by that I wasn't worried about you. Ulamashal, Mechad Roa Shachavera Oyev, if you see your friend is tired, Yishalo Sohema Kolbeseder. You should ask him if he had enough coffee. Loose translation. You know, I'm not so good with the Hebrew always. Udvarim Ka'elu Vade Machazkim Esleva Adam. And things like this certainly strengthen it. I mean, we all can relate to it. Just a basic question that shows that somebody was caring or concerned or actually noticed me or thought about what I'm going through, whatever it might be. V'gambo ze lo dai miraka rechitzoni. Here too, it's not supposed to be an external thing. You know, I read in the book. People do everything because they read in the book. I'm supposed to do X. El tzrichim lahashrish b'libeinu avas abrios. We have to inculcate within ourselves the love of people. Leos talmido shel Aaron be'emes, and to be true students of Aaron. Aaron really did care. So many stories of Gedolei Yisrael who could keep track of all so many different people and what's going on with them, because it really was meaningful. Everything going on with each person was significant to them. They didn't keep any notes, and they remembered everybody's needs, and that is the ultimate show of respect. I think that's presented to us a lot of balance in where covet is bad, where covet is good, how we need it for ourselves, and once we need it for ourselves, we should empathize and realize how others need it and show others the respect they deserve. If we're in a season now where the tragedy was al shelo nagu kavod ze bazeh, then the tikkun comes from shenagu kavod ze bazeh. May we be zochet to that and see the gula shlema.
Amen.
Amen.